The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Festley's here. Big Dick Toledo. This is the Morning Sickness, and we're off and running. Thursday morning, a gloriously hot day. This is going to be the good one right here. 117. Sweet. It's great.
Might have to golf. Spontaneous golf.
You're going to throw some golf in today? Get out there.
I'm thinking about it.
I took a nice walk yesterday. I had I had some biz, and you know where I do my biz. At the Swizz. And I had to check out, I just wandered over, and someone actually at the stoplight at 16th and Bethany said, "Do you need a ride?" No, stranger. I'm not getting in your car. It's hot. I understand that.
Could have been the best ride of your life.
Might have been the worst ride of my life as well, Brady. I think differently than you. You'd have gotten in there. I would have never gotten in.
You got any food in the back seat or anything?
Just going across the street. I'll take a ride.
I'd like to hop in the car. Maybe we'll stop over here at Matty G's and grab a burger.
That guy would have wanted Brady out of the car in 5 minutes. How many times do you want to pull over to eat something? Just taking you to the air conditioning.
I got to tell you, sailor.
Say this. Went over there at the Swizz, walked in, doing some biz, hanging out. You swizzle in, you swagger out. And so left, celebrated some unbelievable deals, and then went over to a place called The Other Bar and had some food. And then so I'm walking home. And it's probably 8, maybe a little after. And I have not seen this or been a part of this at all in this area ever. I was swarmed by bats.
What?
Have you ever been in a bat attack?
No.
I was about to start sobbing. It was horrifying.
The smells.
What? I didn't smell anything. No. What the hell's going on with him? But yeah, hundreds of bats just kind of followed me. They didn't seem to ever go away, and they get real close, but they can't hit. They don't. And all I kept telling myself was, they won't hit you. They have sonar. I think that's it. Is it sonar or radar? Yeah. I don't know what they've got. They've got something, but I'm like, they can't hit you. They're just, and flying by, I mean, inches from my face and head, and they won't stop. The whole walk back, after I got over the 51 and got into the neighborhood, I had another mile to go, and I was horrified. People driving around couldn't see why I was scared, but I realized I had my hands up to my shoulders in that crossed across your chest position, my head was down.
Dracula-like.
It was horrifying. I haven't been that scared since Doug Hopkins scared me at the H&H Ranch the other night. I don't know what the deal is. I've seen a bat or two.
Yeah.
But this was like a full escape, like Carlsbad Caverns kind of like release them at dusk thing. It was awful.
And like they go to somewhere, probably that underpass on 22nd.
I don't know where they live. Bridge. I didn't follow them. They were following me. I didn't care. I was scared to death. It was awful. And it made this, 30-minute walk feel like it was about 2 hours. Because I would stop every once in a while and just go, kind of do that kid dry heave cry for a second. I wasn't really crying, but I felt like I was gone. I'm like, what's going on? What's on me that I could leave here that they want?
Your pheromones,
man. It must have been. But I don't want to attract bats.
Maybe you had clouds of those gnats around there. You know, they walk into those pockets
could
every
be.
Now and then.
I don't know. What do bats even eat?
Insects.
Bugs.
I love them.
Yeah, but gnats are...
They're tiny. They open their mouth. Yeah. I don't think bats are very big either, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty good meal for them. I mean, they're not eating Brady portions of gnats. There's not.
Those are little appy pappies.
A couple of the bigger, they get appy pappies. That's what the Brady bats will say, things like appy pappies. And
grab some gnats over there and get some happy pappies and maybe grab a grasshopper and hit the hay.
So did you just hear
it, no,
flying in or what?
It's the best. I don't know if I can even do the noise. It's when it goes by you, it goes.
Oh, man.
Like this weird, like.
They flap pretty quick.
It feels like somebody's hitting rubber together. It sounds sloppy.
And they just, they can cut.
Oh, they're on a dime. And yeah. And you feel the wind of them. Just right by your, like, oh, that one almost got me. And they almost hit you over and over. And there were hundreds of them.
Like, where I did this do the removal from? Twice before, like at a summer camp where you capture just the one bat that gets in the lodge.
Yeah.
And you net those things and,
They're horrible. I can't even imagine trying to catch one. Net it. I wouldn't want to. I'd just start running. But then you'd think, like, they got rabies, and I'm going to have to get the shots in my stomach, and it's awful. I don't want to go outside anymore. And what are they doing out? It's like 150 degrees outside. They're not supposed to be out there.
Bugs are up?
The bugs aren't up. That's the thing. The whole 130, there's no bugs.
Well, they must be if they're out there.
Well, or they're...
Either that, they're really hungry.
Or they're starving. Like, well, yeah. I think that was it, more than likely, because that's what happens when coyotes don't eat. You see more of them. Scorpions are the same.
Yeah, they go where the food is.
Yeah, they try to find food. Yeah. But if there's none, there's more of them in the spot. So there's like one or two bugs. They all showed up. So, it was awful. So I don't know.
Do you have a bag of M&Ms in your pocket?
No, that's what I was like, what have I got? I had nothing. Bats.
That's why one day, I think it's in South America, they have the fox bat. It's basically a fox with wings. They're huge.
I don't want that.
F that.
Last night, the little tiny ones were like, you just feel so weak. It's helpless. Like, I know I'm not going to be able to punch one. And I have my hands up just in case for no reason. But if anybody was watching me, it just looked like some kid on the far end of the spectrum walking around with his hands up on his shoulders, like, dodging. It was awful. So if there's anybody out there who wants, I just saw that bird go by and I flipped out by the window. I got PTSD.
They're following me.
They're everywhere. It was weird. I don't want it anymore. So if you know how to kill a bat properly, Brady, I'd like the information on that. And that would make your Instagram worth a thing. That's a fox bat. It's bigger than
it's
the guy.
It's an eagle.
No, I'm not going outside.
No, nope.
I would never go outside in that. Where is that? And they're
Australia.
Of course it is.
I knew the fruit bat's pretty big, too, but that fox bat is ridiculous.
If that looks like a dog on...
Look at that, Sheila. Hold the...
What is that, a six-foot wingspan?
It's a fox with wings.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
And those just fly around? It's a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
It's like Jurassic Park type stuff.
Awful. It's just awful. I've never seen it before. In Pennsylvania once, when I was a little kid, one of my... I don't know what she was. I guess my... great aunt, my grandma's sister or something, had this weird hair. They all did. And we're outside in the back having a picnic barbecue thing and a huge farm and running around. And all of a sudden, this lady starts screaming. She's got a bat in her hair. It was stuck in her hair for a second. She flipped out. The old lady just flipped out. Everybody goes, get in the house. And they started to dive bomb us. The bats started to come after us. Like they were
protecting almost.
I don't know what they were doing. I was a kid. I have no idea what that was, but they got caught in Ethel's hair and we all had to run in the house. And they were like, as we're running, and then
let them eat Ethel.
Yeah. Well, I had no problem with that.
Yeah.
If Ethel needed to be the sacrificial old person, fine by
get
me.
Get inside, everyone.
That was my first dance with bats. And then, of course, being horrified of it, what does my dad do 2 years later? Let's go down to Carlsbad Caverns and watch the release. Oh, great idea, because a kid, the only time I've ever seen these before, they tried to kill my aunt. Okay. That was amazing.
Stay on the right side.
Yeah, they go left. They turn left out of the cave. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Oh, it darkens the entire night. I guess they do it in Austin, and there's a couple of bat cave releases here. But Carlsbad was unreal. So now it's happening by my house.
Somebody said there's a cave up on Camelback that's filled with bats.
There is?
Yeah, there's a bat cave up there.
On Camelback Mountain?
That's what they said, yeah. Texter just hit us up with that.
What are they doing in my house?
I don't know.
I live by Squaw Peak. Get out of here. Oh, I'm sorry, P.S. to Squaw Peak. The bats wanted me to clarify that. I didn't want to.
My buddy Greg has up his horse stables, and they're beautiful. But inside, in the roof part that's covered, is a colony of bats. It's like, I don't know how to. Not sure how to get them, but you'd go in during the day because they're all dormant up there, and you can, if you look through the crack, you can just see. Thousands of eyes.
No, thank you. I hate those things. And Key Custer says, looks like tactical black doesn't prepare you for every situation. No, I don't think we have a bat.
Gotta call Jay.
I gotta call Jay and say, I don't know how you're gonna do this, But now we got to fight marauders with the sonar radar. It was weird. And then I get home last night. First thing I see on my news feed, the beautiful Lana Rhodes no longer wants to be on the internet. She's pregnant now.
Delete all those videos.
Look, she's pregnant.
She's found God.
She's very possibly got some sort of mental disorder. Did she find God?
No.
I didn't see that part. Jesus Christ, that ruins her forever. You saw this,
you said,
right?
It was Jeremy, OnlyFans, you're a porn guy, right?
Well, that's no. Right. She flipped over to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And stopped doing company porn. She does her own thing. So now she's OnlyFans. I don't have an OnlyFans account because I find that to be the one step too many to masturbation. There's so much available that if I start chasing you around, it's kind of borderline stalking.
You're going to the big leagues.
If you go to OnlyFans, I think that's being sent down, to be honest. I think it's the opposite. I think the big leagues are the porn site, and there's so much available. You don't really need to go, well, now I'm going to go back behind the paywall and watch her do the exact same thing for me and me. It's not just for you. So, and I'm sure it's bad. Do you have an OnlyFans? No. I thought about it. I can't do it. But she's going to stop. And I just got an email from her. Do you hear about Lana Rhodes? We all know Lana is no longer. She wants all her videos pulled off the free sites. And I don't know how she's going to do that. I don't know how that happens. Because what I'm going to do now is screen cap or put it on the computer and then record it on my phone. And then they can't
have your own
the
file.
I have my own file of it. I think that's how I'll do it. I'll get some equipment. I'll get
talk to Dom.
People. I'll get Dom in there, and we'll have a couple computers recording on other computers.
You have your own folder, Only John's.
Because she's pregnant. So I'm fine with Only John's. I could sell that. She's pregnant. I hope she hasn't found God, because that's the worst thing that could happen to her. She's not exactly mentally stable, or she wouldn't be doing this job in the first place. So you combine those two, a little mental health disorder and the hormones of pregnancy, and she's going to start saying a lot of stupid stuff. And then she wants to disappear from her past. Like, you know, she's actually ghosting herself.
But she's pregnant, though, so doesn't that just wreck her
Oh, she's wrecked, but I don't want to see any new stuff. She's taking down her old things.
So you'll still watch look at Hildy's old pictures, but...
No.
Well, then it's the same thing.
But those were just pictures. I never did anything to Hildy. If Hildy was in a five-way, I'd be watching her old videos. Yeah, I'd be reminiscing. I'd be watching that like old Babe Ruth homers. Like, she's calling her shots. That's fine. But yeah, Hildy's dead to me. Now that she's had a child, and now Lana Rhodes is going to be. And who knows what the hell's going on. I don't know how you have a kid with Lana Rhodes. I don't even make a baby with that.
I just hope it all goes well.
Oops.
Because when it doesn't, we've seen that.
That was not a planned pregnancy.
No, that was an oops.
That was a huge oops. Like, I didn't even know you could get pregnant. I would have assumed her ovaries drown. I would have thought that I would have assumed that they're
constantly coated.
They're just constantly.
They're in fluid.
Right. It's just that. It's like when you get pink eye and your eyes just gummy all the time. I think that's what her insides. I don't think the sperm would like hit it like it's diving into a bowl of Jello. Like there's no getting an egg here. Look at this. This is a catastrophe. Somebody clean this place up.
It's the shields in Independence Day. Those spaceships are just crashing into.
It's like, oh, that's just. I just assumed her entire system had been bogged down by moisture, and was all soggy and like a piece of
DNA
wet bread.
Test afterwards.
I thought. Well, there's rumor that it's an NBA guy.
Right.
Well, that's always the rumor when there's pregnancy.
But based upon the coding.
Who knows? Yeah, it's going to be the entire NBA, this one kid.
And like, I shouldn't be laughing.
No, it's hilarious. But let's be honest, when a porn star or a celebrity says, I have a child and we're not sure who the father is, everybody just looks at like the Atlanta Hawks for a second. Like, where was she? There they are. Trey, was it you? We know it wasn't Bogdanovich. She'd not be interested in him. No Vitches. But yeah, you start looking around at all the players. And then the Suns had that last year when they all gangbanged that one girl. If she'd have come up pregnant, I'd be like, all right. Everybody, put it in a cup.
The go-to is just say it's Kemp's.
Yeah, Sean Kemp. Sean would be like, all right, it's probably mine. Sean Kemp, yeah, I just assume.
I can't remember.
I can't imagine Lana Rhodes had like a real healthy uterus. I just imagine that thing was like a 74 Plymouth. I'm pretty sure it had some dents and trouble. I didn't think it was functional. Kid's going to come out with like knobs all over his knobs.
Oh. He comes out with a rooster comb.
He might come out with five penises, because that's what made him. It's ridiculous. What is this? He's made of cock. I don't, not that kind, the other ones, the rooster kind, you know, these. Yeah. How you doing? Yeah. There were too many of them in my mother, and I came out half that.
All that four limbs those? Have a soft helmet.
Yeah, it's going to be a very soggy child.
Caleb part two.
Yeah. I mean, actually, it's going to be the first birth that's going to be considered a cream pie. Thank you. Brady just got a little sick. Anyway, Lana, don't do this to us. You can't take down our memories, for crying out loud. That's like Ted Danson not wanting anyone to watch Cheers anymore. Please, that's a classic. She's a gem from another time. You can't take them away. But her OnlyFans, but I don't know if I even look at that. Does she hump on the OnlyFans? No kidding. Damn it. Well, not anymore. Now she just gives prenatal care advice. Ugh.
Duh. I'm not breathing techniques.
Yeah, and they can't have that. And then the other thing that Brady and I were talking about this before is that, you know, as much as Hollywood's changed from being like, you can't, it's not about the casting couch anymore. Remember the old saying, it's not who you know, it's who you blow.
Yeah.
And that's
the good old days.
The good old days. But you know what? It's still the same because David Archuleta hasn't had a hit or been famous for anything. And he came out and said, I like to blow guys. And now he's all over the news again. It's famous. So it is about who you blow. It is always going to be about what wieners you're taking. Because I haven't heard David Archuleta's name in years. Now, all of a sudden, he's the front page of
everyone picked it up.
Oh, look at sweet little Dave. And I had to remind him, who the hell is David Archuleta?
American Idol?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I thought it was the safety for the Rams that played at ASU for a little while. Adam Archuleta. I'm like, oh, yeah. No, David Archuleta. Did he marry Adam Archuleta? I had to look again.
He's a little upset today.
Yeah, Adam Archuleta.
It's not me!
Quit calling me! God damn it! David Archuleta, the little weird one. We all knew he was gay back on America. Why is this a big deal?
Be careful, Adam.
And everybody's like, oh, because I saw comments and like, who cares? This guy isn't even famous anymore. It's like, he's had 4 platinum albums in the Philippines. Then what are we reading about it here for in USA Today? Knock it off. He's not famous here. I don't hear about every Filipino that blows a dude, do I? Is that a thing? But it is. If I was a struggling actor or singer right now, I'd start blowing just about everybody and then hit that LGBTQIA plus thing. I'd just be like, hey, it's Pride Month. It's a good time for me to tell everybody I love blowing. And you get a new record deal. He's on like Two Trees Productions.
Houston Sales, yep.
He's got good for him, though. He figured out a method. And all it takes is act like Lana Rhodes for a couple hours, and Archuleta's going to have another song on the radio. But does anyone care that David Archuleta's gay, or does anyone not know?
I don't think anybody remembers him. I mean,
that's my point. Like,
I was completely shocked.
Were you thrown? Because yeah, last trip to the Philippines was such a huge David Archuleta moment.
I'm not seeing it. Where is this guy?
He was an adorable little guy. There's nothing wrong
with it.
Remember, he was the one that had trouble, like, he started getting all nervous and stuff. And
yeah.
I had to calm him down a few times, and he was just a cute kid.
What else is there to do in the Philippines besides hang out with R&L from Journey
and blow ladyboys? Yeah, I'm with you.
Did Manny?
You can only become a nurse. I think that's the only thing you
Manny
fight. Manny
do a
back
duet
yet.
With him?
Did he?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean,
I don't know.
Because if you get the Manny's like Johnny Carson over there. If you get endorsed or get over to, if you're invited on Manny's couch,
that's right.
You're huge.
They did Ebony and Ivory together. I just looked it up. Really great.
But Ebony. And Ivory, you'll take it away, David Archuleta. Okay.
Yeah. And then they both became nurses, and they worked on Brett's wrist. It's perfect. Yeah, so I guess that's it. If you're sitting, like DJ Pags always emails me, he's an artist trying to make it in music and acting. You know what to do next in this day and age. Thunderous applause comes your way the second you say, I blow, fellas. Oh, all right, he's back. It's not even brave anymore. It's just a career move.
You have a choice. You can make it big in the Philippines or do what David's doing now.
Yeah. After you conquer the Philippines, I really want to make it in the States. What do I have to do?
Yeah, I'll stay in the Philippines.
Going to be uncomfortable for a little bit. Just you'll get used to it. But at first, you have to just tell everybody that, and then it's going to have to happen. You have to have proof. You have to wander around with it. I suggest not dating any NBA guys because they'll even get David Archuleta pregnant. Those guys are powerful.
There's a couple of ways of getting platinum albums.
Yeah. There's two ways to get your record deal off Two Tree Hill Productions, which nobody's heard of, and get back into something Dr. Dre has touched. You got to blow like 9 people. It's the way Hollywood's always worked, and now it just works. And it's probably always been kind of that way for dudes, too. Like Rock Hudson, he had to blow dudes to have people not tell him he blows dudes. Remember?
Yeah. Like, got married.
He had to bang guys to keep them from saying, I'm going to tell on you.
And terrifying. They would without having to sign anything.
Yeah.
And they, we'll protect you.
Those are the good old days. You didn't have to have all those lawyers for everybody you blew. But if you're a struggling artist right now, that's the way to get in the news. Because David Archuleta has done nothing for the music industry at all in at least 10 years. And says he's gay. And now now he's a hero. And people want to hear him sing again. Outside of Manila. We're going to listen to it. I guarantee he has another song coming out in the next couple days. And people are like, you have to like it for a little bit at least. He could just release a series of gagging sounds to music, and people would be like, oh, it's how brave. So beautiful. So brave.
I love the Ingest album.
By the way, coming out as gay is not a thing anymore. No one cares. Good for you. Even the most ardent, the only people you have to worry about are super religious, and you don't hang out with them anyway. They're they're the gays of today. Like the way people acted towards gays in the 70s, we see the religious weirdos that way now. I want to beat them up like the way people wanted to beat up gay guys in the 60s and 70s. We don't care if you're gay. Good. Good on you. It's not an announcement anymore. I know it's not easy, but just it's simple at this point. So, but it's going to get him some more music. That's for sure. You're going to hear about it. And Chris Paul is the talk of the town. Nobody wasn't talking about Chris Paul yesterday. And
do we have an answer yet?
No. Saturday we'll know. That's the big thing. That's the reveal. Saturday.
They're testing every 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, he gets two tests.
You have to have two.
Two negatives within 24 hours or after 24 hours. So you get one today. Let's say he gets it right now at 6:05. He gets another one tomorrow morning at 6:05. If they both come back negative, he's good.
Has until Saturday.
And Saturday is when they'll announce it.
Gotcha.
Because that's the protocol. So you get the tests. Probably took one yesterday. It could have been, the whole thing could have been a false positive. So they're going to test again. They won't reveal any answers because he could test positive again. And then he's going to test, I guess, every 24 hours he's got to test, or however many hours, but they have to be within 24 of mattering. And then the Clippers won last night, which is good news because the Jazz are going to win the next game, although that was in Utah. So that was a huge win for the Clippers. So if the Clippers win, then we're back at it Sunday night if they get the next one. I think the Clippers play Friday. I think that's
gives Chris a few days to get some more tests.
Yeah, just keep testing. Yeah. And again, Magic played with AIDS in the Olympics, and everybody was cheering. This is a Jordan's flu game. This is the same thing. Nobody's going to get that sick from COVID anymore. Make sure that both teams are vaccinated. All the Suns are. The Suns are somehow or another, I don't know how the stat came out, they're the most vaccinated team. I'm like, what does that mean? They said that yesterday on ESPN.
So Chris is vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
February, he got the Pfizer.
Okay.
So he's gold. He's got the vaccine. It doesn't mean he can't catch it still, but.
That's why they put it at, 88% effective or 90.
Mm. Right. Yeah, because you can still get it, but.
But it helps deal with the, you won't symptoms get as bad. Yeah. Like you said, it's like a cold.
Yeah. You basically got the flu.
Or nothing.
Yeah, because, I mean, when Jordan played against, was it Utah he had the flu against? I don't remember. Do you remember that?
Utah.
It was Utah. Yeah, and he played that amazing game. He infected everybody on the court with the flu, and nobody said a thing. Same exact thing. Chris Paul should play. This COVID thing's over. We're all done. If you didn't get vaccinated by now and you're worried about it, then go get vaccinated. If you didn't get vaccinated right now, you're not worried about it. People who didn't take the shot aren't wandering around worried about getting COVID. They didn't care in the first place, so good
and
on
they're
you.
They're figuring their chances are even better.
You're right. They're fine because everybody else got it. Good for you. If you didn't catch the shot by now, you don't care. And if you didn't catch it by now and you're wandering around scared of getting it, you're an idiot.
Right.
So it's
that
over.
That was my thing. I already had it, but I can't imagine if I didn't catch it to this point, I'd still be walking around like, oh,
if you didn't get
I'd
a
feel
shot,
more comfortable with a shot.
But I'd be so annoyed by you if you're wandering around going, oh, I'm so worried about COVID.
Yeah.
We'll go get vaccinated. I don't want to get vaccinated. Well, you're a mess.
You want to be a worrywart then.
All you are is a drama queen. Because I don't know anybody who's against getting the shot at this point who's still worried about getting it. They don't care. Good.
I do on the
they're
more
right.
of the conspiracy side of it that they're the anti-vaccine kind of deal.
Right, but those people aren't sitting there going, well, I won't go
they're
to
not worried about
not, they're not worried about catching it.
Yeah.
The anti-vax people are like, it doesn't kill you. Everyone who didn't get a shot will tell you first, it only kills 1% of people. I'm like, fine then. Good for
just
you.
Just don't like the way they sped it up.
Right, and my dad's that. Yeah. My dad's that guy. I don't know about that. The the testing 10 years down the road, God knows what it'll do to you. I'm like, 10 years, you're going to be 84. What do you care? 10 years down the road. What are you thinking? What are you decading out here? Live day to day, old man. You never know. You're 70. You're going to be 74.
I'm 84, and I get drawn for Red Stag, and I can't go.
That's what he's worried about. If I get a goddamn COVID plus in my mid-80s, look, I'm looking forward to the 2031 hunt over in Spain. I'm like, not happening. You're in great shape. You might make it, but let's not plan that out. Let's say you and I head over to Europe, 2034. Oh, yeah, mark it down on the calendar, Dad. I'll be there. And he's worried about 10 years down the road, the side effects. I'm like, you're 84. You're going to be walking side. You are a side effect at 84. You're barely moving at 84.
I got COVID and the missus got hit by a Cape Buffalo.
My dad's one of those guys that wants to live to be like 120, though. I don't know where I got. Not I got. I'm not either. I'm not that at all. He wants to be like, I don't know why, but I don't want to.
He's just feeling good right now.
It isn't about feeling good. I think he's afraid to die. Like he's scared to death of the idea of it. I, on the other hand, welcome it with open arms. It couldn't come fast enough for me. I keep telling people, I've tasted all I need to taste. I've seen most everything, thanks to television and movies. I'm tired a lot. I'm kind of bored. This is fun. And then I go home and I just stare at old match games. I mean, this isn't a life. This isn't anything. This is just me being. And, if sweet, sweet death showed up, I'd be like, let's take a walk. We'll go to the Swiss. We'll do your visit to Swiss. And then we'll get out of this mess. It's hot. It's hot and I'm tired and I don't want to go swimming anymore.
Movies are terrible.
Movies are boring. I'm done with nothing on TV excites me. People are like, have you seen Loki? I just go, ugh.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, of course you are. You're very easy to do it. Please.
That's another
better,
Marvel
that's
thing,
that's better
right?
than Eve.
Huh?
That's yeah, pretty good.
Come on. It's Loki. It's okay.
It's Marvel,
best,
right?
At best, yeah.
All right, I'm out.
Exactly. It's like predictable. Yeah, I'm with you. Brett and I are waiting for that big black cloak and sickle to come floating through the window and just go, you guys ready? Like,
yeah.
Where have you been? What? I'd be like David Berkowitz when he opened his door and the cops were. He goes, well, what took you so long? Where have you been, Death? I don't know.
The only reason I'm alive is because of Loki.
Yeah, well.
That's what it's.
Oh, the only reason I'm alive is because of Freelana Rhodes videos, and they're taking those away, too. Garbage. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song through all that upbeat happiness, yeah, that peppy little chat we just had there. 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up! 98.
What?
98.
No way.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.